It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah legislature forwarding a bill that would crack down on vaping in schools, spelling out when and how schools can confiscate those devices. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richard.
Second, the president of the United Auto Workers Union resigned this afternoon. Gary Jones is implicated in a federal bribery and embezzlement scandal. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We are starting to see traffic filling in if you're traveling northbound on I-15. It goes from Sandy up to Midvale and southbound I-15 from 33rd South to 72nd. Plus, we're starting to see a few wet roads out there like Bangor Highway in West Valley and West Jordan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 52 rain showers at times. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
49 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A key witness in the impeachment inquiry says there was a quid pro quo. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland telling lawmakers he knew military aid to Ukraine and a meeting with President Trump were dependent on the willingness of Ukraine's president to announce investigations into Democrats.
As I testified previously, Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
Sondland saying that everyone was in the loop, including Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo. Republicans say there is no quid pro quo because aid was delivered and Ukraine never announced investigations. House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff says that's because President Trump got caught.
Getting caught is no defense, not to a violation of the Constitution or to a violation of his oath of office. And it certainly doesn't give us a reason to ignore our own oath of office.
With continuing coverage of the impeachment hearings, I'm Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
House impeachment inquiry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
So Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the EU, had his day before the House committee in the impeachment inquiry today. Here's one exchange between Sondland and Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner. Listen.
Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations. Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations?
Other than my own presumption.
Which is nothing. I mean, that's what I don't understand. So you know what hearsay evidence is, Ambassador? Hearsay is when I testify what someone else told me. Do you know what made-up testimony is? Made-up testimony is when I just presume it. I mean, you're just assuming all of these things.
And another back and forth with Vermont Democrat Peter Welch.
You feel in any way betrayed by the double dealing of the president? It's a real question.
I don't want to characterize.
You don't have to characterize him. I'm just, you know, we all, if we get a chance to do something useful, we like to do it. And there's no better joy than when you're doing it with other people.
And Mr. Welch, let me answer your question this way. I would have preferred that, and I'm sure everyone would have preferred, that the president simply met with Mr. Zelensky right away. Our assessment of Mr. Zelensky was that he and the president would get on famously. He was smart. He was funny. He was charming. He was the kind of person the president would like. And once the two of them got together, we thought the chemistry would take over and good things would happen between the U.S. and Ukraine relationship. That's why we were pushing for a quick, unconditional meeting.
President Trump responded to Sondland's testimony from the White House lawn, saying that testimony absolves him of any wrongdoing. KSL News Time 349. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have traffic starting to build and slow down southbound I-15 between 3300 and 7200 south. After that, looking good all the way to Provo. Northbound I-15 also getting busy and sometimes a little slow as you're going between 123rd south and 72nd. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad.
Traffic building and heavy. Southbound 5600 West around the intersections between I-80 almost to 3500 South. Still seeing backups southbound Bangor Highway between 4700 and 6200 South. Steve?
And southbound Foothill Drive, sluggish in spots from Sunnyside out to 21st South. Had that crash. Possible injuries, 5400 South and 120 West. Looks like the westbound traffic has been diverted and an eastbound down to eastbound lane down to one lane in the area. Meantime, full speed ahead. Northbound I-15 out of Salt Lake City up into the Ogden area. Got that crash. Northbound Hinckley Drive at 1900 West and Roy. A couple of right lanes still closed. Dominique Monaghan and Brighton Charbino star in Radio Flash, an unpredictable apocalyptic thriller that speaks to our precarious present. Now playing at select Megaplex theaters and everywhere on demand. RadioFlashTheMovie.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7-day forecast now. Grant Wayman.
Rain today likely and cool temperatures with the cloud cover only 52. Tomorrow, rain and snow and 42, and then partly cloudy on Friday up to 45 degrees. It's cool but sunny for the weekend. Sunshine Saturday, 46, partly cloudy Sunday and 47. Rain and snow again possible Monday with a high of 42. Clouds colder Tuesday, 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's gray and dry and 49 degrees.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback, so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Shopping. Don't you just love shopping?
Yes, I'll take those in black, brown, and chartreuse.
The fashion, the excitement, the sales.
On sale? I'll take 3.
But do you know who loves shopping even more than you?
Of course you can start a fitting room for me.
The woman who opened a credit card in your name.
Oh, here's my card. Just put it all in there.
You should have had power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with 24/7 identity theft protection to alert you if your personal information has been compromised. And now she's heading to the jewelry counter. Can someone stop that woman? Make sure your identity is protected. Get power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it. Insured by NCUA. Restrictions apply. Credit monitoring provided by TransUnion. Recovery services provided by InfoArmor, Inc. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
We're chatting with Dr. Enoch Cox from My Hearing Centers. Enoch, hearing aids have changed.
You better believe they have. The technology we have today is 350% better than what we had just a few months ago.
So My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge.
We are actually able to help somebody with a moderate hearing loss hear better in challenging environments like restaurants and crowded places than somebody like me that has normal hearing.
So folks with moderate hearing loss can actually hear better in a crowd?
Absolutely right.
These are exciting. These will change lives.
I just had a patient the other day.
Uh-huh.
She hasn't been able to appreciate music for 20 years. And with these new hearing aids, her kids are now asking her, "Mom, why are you playing the music? We didn't even think you liked it." And one more thing, you can't even see them.
My Hearing Centers is looking for 25 people to take the 30-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 30 days. Take the 30-day challenge, get a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. 801-701-1629.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Most retailers are struggling with clothing sales, but Target is killing it. The company says apparel sales are up over 10%. Cheap Chic is working, and Target stock is up 14% on the news today. Wall Street, the Dow fell 112 points today. The S&P lost 11. The NASDAQ dipped 43. KSL News Time, 3:55, and time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
Last week, BYU quarterback Zach Wilson made his first appearance in 7 weeks in the Cougars' 42-10 win over Idaho State. Wilson, who had surgery on his thumb back on October 1st, is still wearing a protective wrap on his thumb as he works to get back to 100%.
It's just something to kind of, you know, stabilize it. You know, I did come back sooner than expected, so I choose to do the wrap. I really don't need it. It's really just to get out some of the rattling, or if I smack it on something, that it's not going to hurt. It's kind of just going to hold it in place. And so, just a little easy tape job.
Wilson threw for 186 yards last Saturday against the Bengals. This weekend, Wilson and the BYU offense go up against UMass, that has the nation's worst defense. The Minutemen are giving up 52 points per game. For more on BYU football, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.